a teacher who hasn't done inquiry yet want to try something and it just flops or it doesn't go the way they thought it would go. And not to sound condescending, and this is not at all what I want to say, is that, and I've learned this from my grade ones this year, is that, you know, when they fall, they get up. They fall again, they get up again. And they keep falling, and they still get up. But somewhere, as they grow older, and even into 5, 6, when they fall, they sometimes stay down for longer periods of time. And so what I want to say to those teachers, that, you know what, it's not going to come off perfect the first time. You're allowed to make mistakes. If you set up your classroom that mistakes are part of that learning process, that's the really important thing. Because you can fumble with the children, and that's okay. And you can be successful with the children, and that's really okay. And it'll be a series of events that take place that it's just, when you get there, you go, wow, that's what it could look like. Or I really saw this kid who struggles most times shine because they found something that maybe the regular curriculum didn't touch base with them, but touched them in a way that they could bring out their strengths too. I would strongly encourage you to go and visit schools that have that kind of approach, and whether you're teaching 5, 6 or 1, 2 or anything like that, and really draw and ask those tough questions, like, how do you get there? How did you know that it was feeling right for you as a teacher? And if I'm a starting off teacher, what would you suggest? Is there something I'd suggest I read or anything like that? And if you